This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I mean, I've felt a little guilty at times looking up in the stands. I'm supposed to be coaching, you know, but I guess I haven't done that a lot just because you're so focused trying to do your job. But when we got to a spot where in the fourth quarter, after scoring and we were getting our kickoff team ready, just taking a second or two to look up into the stands, people singing Mr. Brightside, and where else does that happen in the NFL?
Sean McDermott right there, and you can find all of our sound yesterday from the game, post-game, WGR550.com, and in the Odyssey app. Good point here brought up by one of the chatters. I appreciate that. I'm gonna read something from the bullpen today. All right, that's Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got No Bones About It, who says, and this is good, this is to Steven in Florida. If a guy starts a game but gets knocked out on the first play, would that also not count as him starting, to Steven? That's a good question. I mean, we had a caller earlier, Steven, who said that I don't know what he meant by Josh Allen's streak should be looked into. I guess just a way of saying it. Steven's a good caller. It's fine. Everybody has the right to call and give their opinion. But I just think it's wacky to say, like, it just shouldn't count because he went for one play. He could have obviously played a lot more. I mean, he played the whole game last week. But it's important to him to play every game in some capacity.
Isn't that whole streak thing more about availability?
Yes.
Than like,
yes,
what you're actually doing within the game?
Yes, it is.
There are starts where a guy will have a, you know, quarterback start games and don't do anything impactful for the game and then leave because they get hurt. That's still a start. It's you were available to start the game, and that is what it's about. And I think that he proved he was available. He did it last week. He should get credit for it.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I mean, you know this from playing hockey. It's a physical sport. Football is a violent sport. To play every single game, to start every single game, that is an accomplishment because it's a prideful thing to be available for your teammates, to be there, to know that you will play through anything. You're tough. And for every time, you might say Josh Allen last year, week 18, or this year, week 18, takes one snap. He's also had games where he maybe should not have played.
Exactly.
And he started.
Like,
right? So like, let's remember that too.
Like,
it's, yes,
that's
exactly right.
That he does this where he absolutely could go, I'm going to take a week.
Josh gave an indication when we asked him about this last year, Owen, that maybe the Minnesota game where they lost really funky at the end, that was the week after the Jets arm injury.
Right.
Like, he basically said that he maybe shouldn't have played that game, like, just kind of the way it was trending, but he did. And he, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you go back and listen to how he talked about it, like, that was the closest he came, maybe, over the last several years. So, yeah, I don't buy that at all. But anyway, thanks for the calls, 803-0550. Michael in Atlanta's up next. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Sal. Great talking to you today. So, I got a lot to say, and I'll be respectful. I know there's a lot of callers.
You got it.
I want to just reminisce a little bit and also talk about the game yesterday and the upcoming game. So, I've been a Bills fan a long time. I remember the first time I heard O.J. play on the radio, returning, I was either punts or kickoffs, what it was, 68, whatever it was. But been there for a lot of games, a lot of important games. The one game where they had the Hail Mary at that game back in, was it 82? Remember that game?
I think it was 81. I think it was Roland Hooks.
81. Correct.
Yeah.
Roland Hooks. Right.
And that was right. They won a bunch of games in a row at the end of that year to go to the wild card and play the Jets at Shea, and they beat the Jets at Shea in the wild card.
That's right. Correct. Also, I had season tickets 1 year in 91. Somebody had their great seats, 35 rows up on the 35-yard line. They couldn't afford to keep them that year. So would I take them? Yeah, we took them. It was great. I think that's the year they played Denver in the championship game. Also, they're 51-3. One thing about that 51-3 game, I don't know about you, man, but I've been to rock concerts. It was as loud as a rock concert in that game. Do you remember that, how loud it was the whole game?
Which game was that?
That was 51-3.
Oh yeah, I mean that. I've talked about it all week. That was my favorite experience for sure. Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah.
But I mean, the thing for me wasn't the loudness of it. It was just how enjoyable it was to know for a half they were going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that was part of it.
Yeah,
exactly. It was a loud celebration. So let's put it that way. Anyhow, so great memories, and you know, down in Atlanta. Now, the last game I was at was the one where Rob Johnson came in. I forgot who he was traded to or who picked him up, but I went to that. I was in a friend's luxury box for that game, and who invited me. But that was, I remember that game when Buffalo beat Rob Johnson. But that was the last game since we've been down here in Atlanta. So good memories. But real quick about the game yesterday and the upcoming game. Yesterday's game was great. Of course, the game plan was great. Execution was great. Just a quick question on that is, did you see Prater hurt at all? You're there on the sideline.
No, he didn't come out for the second. Somebody told me that they did see him dealing with something after a kickoff a little bit. So all I know is he didn't kick the opening kickoff of the second half. So I inquired, and that's when we were told he has a right quad injury.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's just precautionary. It's just maybe it was a little sore. We'll find out. And
okay.
Also with Harrison,
yep.
I'm curious on the ankle. Why did they let him walk to the locker room with that if he's possibly has a sprained ankle?
I don't know. I mean, it's just they want him to walk it off, see how he feels, walk to the locker room. I'm not really sure, but that's not abnormal.
All right. One last thing on the upcoming game. In a way, this could be good for Buffalo. I think they've got a great chance to win next weekend. But having it in a nice climate, warm weather, could potentially, since they've had a little bit of difficulty at receiver, it could bode well for the Bills. A little
yep.
better playing conditions.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Are you going to the game?
I'm gonna try to get tickets. I'm not that far away.
I know. I figured you're in Atlanta. You're in Atlanta. All right, Mike, I got to run, but I got a lot of calls, okay?
Thank you.
All right, yeah, you got it. Let's go down to Kevin, who is in Florida. Hi, Kevin. Another call from Florida. What's up?
Hey, Sal. What's going on? Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Hey, so just a couple things. So first, it was kind of crazy yesterday watching everything. Unfortunately, I couldn't get up there for the game. But my very first game that I went to with my old man was Dan Marino's last game at that stadium, where he had like three or four turnovers, I think, and him and Jimmy Johnson got in a huge argument on the field. It was 1999, I think October of 1999. I'd have to fact check that, but that was awesome. I'll always remember that. I was 7 years old. It was the coolest thing I ever got to experience, at that point. But anyhow, so want to talk about that with the stadium and then this upcoming game. I think that this is probably the hardest game, in my opinion, that the Bills are going to have in the postseason. I don't think they match up against the Jags very good at all, which I think it's going to be a problem. That defensive line that they have is an issue. I don't think they've given up more than 85 yards all year or 75, something like that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And I think that if they have a first-round exit, serious conversations need to happen, right? This is year 9 of this staff, from Brandon Bean all the way down to Sean McDermott, right? And I think Sean's done a great job this year with all the injuries and everything we've had. The defense has turned around, you know, the later half of the year. But everything else is an issue. And I think it's time, you know, to make those discussions, because whether we like it or not, Josh Allen's at the tail end of his career, right? I mean, he's at the middle.
Tail end? I would say he's right in the middle, maybe somewhere, you hope. Yeah, you hope he has a lot more years left, but I don't know. I mean, they just signed him to a 6-year extension.
Yeah, no, agreed. He's in the middle. He's in
4-year extension, right? But he had a couple of years left. Here's the thing, Kevin. Like, yeah. I totally get it. I would like to table this, though, until it actually happens. Like, if it happens, we'll have those discussions next week, but let's play the game first.
Yeah, no, I agree. And hey, listen, I hope they win the game, right? I want to go the whole way. If anything's good, this is the year for them to do it with no Mahomes, no Burrow, Lamar. Let's go get it.
Well, they can play the game. And if they fall short next week, then I'm telling you, we're probably doing Sean McDermott Radio next Monday. That's what's going to happen. We're going to do that. People will call up, but let's see how this game plays out. And maybe we're talking about going to Denver or going to New England. Well, not New England, I guess, right? Going to Denver or going to Pittsburgh or Houston. Really, that's the only choices there and the only possibilities, I would say. Let's go to Colin, who's up next in Indiana, where, they have a great football team right now, too. Go ahead, Colin. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. I'm from Indiana, and I'm driving back from Buffalo right now.
Okay.
And about the kicking position, so my dad has season tickets to the Bills, and my mom has season tickets to the Colts. And I got in to see Rodrigo Blankenship play a bit.
Yep.
And I was wondering what you think about him.
Where is he now? What is he doing?
He's not signed right now, but
he is in the UFL, the Battlehawks of the UFL, St. Louis Battlehawks. Yeah, he had a little. He had a good hot minute, I think, in the NFL, right? But I don't think he's kicked in the NFL for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking about him, and I didn't know if that was an opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you never know, Colin. I mean, today we'll find out if they bring anybody in for workouts, if they bring anybody in for tryouts. We'll know more about that, but certainly a name that could be on the list, I think. So be safe driving back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right, hey, man, they're having a great year. How about that? I mean, Kurt Cignetti, that is coaching. That dude, what he has done at Indiana, and for your Hoosiers, Colin, amazing. Really amazing. That game they played against Alabama on New Year's Day, incredible. John is in Detroit. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Sal. The only disappointment I had yesterday is I didn't get there early enough to give you a shout out when you helped by game 5.
Well, listen, I got there early, and I'll tell you, I handled the rest of the day better than I thought I would, but early on it was tough, and I'm going through the gate, and there's a really awesome security lady. Her name is Peggy, and she's been there a long time, and I always see her. And Peggy says to me, Sal, I've been here. It's my second home for 32 years, and I'm really sad. And I started crying, and she started crying, and that was the way we started the day.
I can totally get in with that. One little tangent there, this whole issue, that crazy talk about Josh's consecutive game streak, is Josh was there in full force on that sideline, running that book and the headphones. He was a part of that game. And he deserves every bit of continuing that streak and getting a nice rest for what he's put his body through for us every year.
I honestly don't think I've ever heard that is a wild take to me, but that's okay. Like I said, I like the caller who called up, and Billy, yep. He does that a lot, but he calls up a lot, but I just don't think I've heard such a off-the-wall take about that before.
Just so he knows that I boycotted. Okay, yesterday was reminiscent for me, only from 2019 on. I boycotted the Ralph, whatever name you want to give it through the years. I'm a Buffalo guy. I love cities. Moved to Detroit. I hated when the Lions moved them out to Pontiac. I hated when the Pistons moved to Pontiac. I boycotted those teams. Give the Lions credit and Mr. Ford for bringing them back to Detroit, building a beautiful facility. Thank God the Pistons have come back to join the Red Wings at the Little Caesars Arena. But I would have loved to see, not just because my grandmother was a block away and it was pretty easy for me to go to games when I'd come home, I would have loved to see them put a stadium, I don't care, somewhere in Buffalo. To me, this has been the Ralph jinx, okay? Such great teams. We've never been able to win the Super Bowl. And the only way we're going to break this jinx is if we win the Super Bowl this year. Otherwise, I'll be glad when they move over to the other building. And if it wasn't for Josh Allen, I never would have come back and to go to the Highmark Stadium, because I saw this kid as a special kid, and it's the first time ever in my life bought an NFL jersey.
All right.
And I came to see Josh, and that's what I've been here, season ticket holder now, driving every weekend the last 6 years. And this kid has given me the thrills of my life, whether we win the Super Bowl or not. I'm 76 this month, and I'll tell you, man, I've never seen anybody so special in all the years I've been watching football since I was 5 years old.
You got it, John. And, you got it. Listen, I got to run. I got to run. Thank you for the memories and the thoughts. I think, really, honestly, great stuff right there. I think, you know, you speak for a lot of fans on how you feel about Josh when he came into the organization. And it will be interesting, right? Like, if they happen to go all the way this year and hoist a Lombardi, and we talk about the last year at Highmark and, you know, burying all the jinx and the demons and all those kinds of things, or, hey, we got to get to the other stadium to have that happen. It'll be really interesting. All right, when we come back here, I'm going to take a timeout. Got news from the Giants. Got news from, the Falcons yesterday. We have more news we're waiting on. We have interview candidates coming in Tennessee. Lots of interesting names. I'll touch on all that. Take more of your phone calls on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, in the next hour here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.